Good morning. How are you?
We're doing excellent. Now, you absolutely adore your cars, obviously. What do you own before we get into this?
Yeah, so for me, I'm part of the Classic Holden Club, and there's a number of clubs in Darwin, and we love our cars. And we spend a lot of time, effort, and money on our prides and joys. To answer your question, I have just sold a Commodore. I had a VK Group A Commodore, which was sold down south, which I used to show up here. And also at the Red Centre Nats. And I currently have a VH Commodore, which is an 84, 82, 83, 84 car, which we race in Classic Adelaide Tarmac Rally.
Oh, wow, you race a nice car.
Yeah, so we race that, and my brother and I have just bought a little mini, a little race mini.
Oh,
so, yeah,
cool.
We're four.
An original.
Yeah, so, not an original, but... excuse me, a great-looking little race car, and we use it on the streets as well. So for us, it's a bit about all cars and classic cars, and yeah, we all love them. So,
but the Holdens, now that you can't, like, get the...
Correct, it's out of control.
Yeah.
The prices. Why is this VN so rare?
Well, there's only 302 of these cars made.
Yeah, okay.
And this is number two, built number two.
Wow.
And if you think about it, we're going back to 1990, what's 30 years ago. It's only got 36,000 Ks on it, so it's brand new still.
So nobody was driving it.
That's right.
An old lady owned it.
Yeah. So these cars have been stored. People have understood what they're worth because they're a limited edition car, and they're quite unique cars. And I believe a couple of months ago, they did have one go up for auction. It got passed in at $450,000.
Oh,
what would it cost back in the day? Probably about 20, 30 grand.
I reckon just on 30-something
thousand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's a big investment and profit. So these people are selling these cars, and I believe the one that went a few months ago actually did get sold privately in the background, so it must have gone for close to $500,000.
Oh!
They believe this one's going to go for more.
And being a part of the Classic Holden Car Club, you would see a lot of... Well, you haven't obviously seen any of these cars, but a lot of old ones that are going to be worth a lot of money in the coming years.
Yeah, I think you'd be really surprised. In Darwin, there are a lot of people who own a lot of these rare cars that are genuine rare cars worth a lot of money. We very rarely see them because they are worth a lot of money, but... people in Darwin love their cars, and we have a lot of unique cars up here, and there are different shows coming up into the near future. If people want to come and see some of these cars, they'll be at them.
I'm one of those people. I see them driving down the Stuart Highway, I will slow down just so I can watch and check it out, because you really do put so much effort into keeping them pristine.
Yeah, we
do. And it's great that you're able to get the car clubs together so often in the territory to show them off and have a drive around.
Yeah, look, I think we all have the same, you know, passions, I suppose. So trying to get the clubs to work together and, you know, enjoy each other's company and enjoy each other's cars. So a lot of clubs around Darwin and Alice Springs and Catherine that we all try and do something together with, you know, a couple of times a year at least. Each club does their own thing, but we also try and work together as a group. Shannons are really great. Shannons help us with all that. They work in the background supporting all the clubs, and without them, I think we'd really struggle to get everything going.
Yeah.
You had a few cars on display at the supercars just gone too.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We had about 20-something cars down there.
What would be the oldest car that you've seen here in the territory?
Oh, geez. Probably going back to the early 1900s is some of the early stuff.
Early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
The old T Ford where you wound it up the front?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
So there's a few of those cars around, and they get bought out occasionally. We had 20 cars at that display you mentioned. And
I saw a Tirana there.
Yeah.
Now, they were a classic car in the late 80s, early 90s, weren't they?
They are, and I'm actually building one at the moment down south. So that's my next project, is a nice Tirana. But, yeah, look.
When you finish it, can you guarantee send some pictures through to us
so
we can check it out?
Yeah, we will.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that for you.
They're mostly purple and green, weren't they, back in the day?
They were back in
Horrible
the day.
Colours.
But, yeah, but now we all sit back and laugh at those colours and think, do we want one?
Yeah, because they're rare.
We want one of those because they're rare.
Yeah. So if there's anyone who's out there who's a classic car fan listening, how can they get involved with the club, Craig?
Yeah, look, there's hop on to you know, Facebook and that, and it depends what sort of passion you have. There's the Classic Ford Club, there's the NT Gassers, there's the Classic Holden Club. So, you know, if you're into Fords, chase up the Classic Ford Club. If you're in the Holdens, chase up, you know, the Classic Holden. If you're into a bit of everything, NT Gassers, they're a club that really take everyone. And, you know, I think really at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what club you're in, as long as you're enjoying your passion.
And you love your car.
Well,
it's your baby.
Yeah, sometimes my wife says I love the car more than I love her.
And is she right?
I can't say that on air.
In hindsight, I'm...
That's like swearing.
In hindsight, I'm upset that I sold my VN and drove it. I should have just left it in the garage for all those years. Might have been worth that's a pretty buck.
But anyway. I think a lot of us regret what we sold back in the day. When you look at the prices now, in hindsight, geez, we'd be very rich.
Yeah. Great catching up with you this morning, Craig. Please send us some photos of that Toronto when you do it up.
I will, and thank you for having me in here. It's been great.
Cheers.